You know, the beautiful part about American law enforcement or law enforcement in America is that we really do have a lot of great people in law enforcement. I know it can be kind of hard to see it right now, but it's true. That's a reality. That's a fact, and we should not allow ourselves to overlook that or dismiss it. We really do have a lot of great people in law enforcement who care about people of all ages, whether old or young. They care about people of all ethnicities. They care about justice, fairness, about doing what's right. Let's not overlook that, and we're going to get back to that, but I definitely want to bring that up now so that we can have that note of encouragement as we delve into that, which is very discouraging. Because the other reality of the other side of this reality is that when it comes to law enforcement, we really do have a lot of bad people. And when I say bad, I mean it's obvious from what they do that morally and ethically, there's a lot lacking. People who create opportunities to shoot and kill people who pose no threat to them or anyone else. I like the way the officers handled things when the white man was sitting on a park bench. This happened months ago. He was sitting on a public bench in a public park with a real gun. This was not a toy gun that looked real. This was a gun that fired bullets. Excuse me. And he had this gun openly exposed. In fact, that's the reason that the police were contacted. Because this white man, a grown man, an adult, I'm not talking about a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old. We're talking about a grown man with a gun that fired bullets, sitting on a park bench with that gun fully exposed. The police were contacted, and they made their way to the man. When they got to him, they talked with him, and they were able to get the gun without harming the man or anyone else in the park. A grown man with a gun that fired bullets. Not one shot was fired by anyone. Yeah, this black man in front of a store with CDs in his hand, taken down to the ground and shot to death. It is not a pleasant reality, but it is a reality that the same way we have some very, very good people in law enforcement, we have some very bad people in law enforcement as well. Killing black people and causing tremendous amounts of grieving and grieving and grieving as wives have their husbands shot to death. Children have their fathers shot to death. And their grieving doesn't go away when we stop hearing about these incidents on TV and reading about them in the papers. Their grieving goes on for years. And all across this country, because the problem of hatred has never gone away, because the problem of discrimination has never gone away. It has been an intricate part of the very fabric of America from the time that it began to be called America. Grief that for some will last years, grieving that for others may last the rest of their lives. And so many of us are aware of the impact that grieving, especially when it has not been properly resolved, as is the case for many people of all ethnicities, grieving that is not properly resolved, having an impact on our thinking and on our behavior for life. Because we had more people who decided that they were going to follow through on the passions of their hearts and kill someone in cold blood. My guess is, if we were to look at the ramifications of all of these killings, bringing about all of this grieving, all of this loss, because some of the loss can't be measured. The loss of emotional well-being, the loss of mental well-being, some people who will never fully recover from the fact that, number one, they lost a loved one, and number two, they lost a loved one because someone with hatred in their hearts killed their loved one without any provocation. Knowing they lost their loved one and knowing how it happened, and then to throw salt on that open wound, that huge gaping wound in the soul. Our justice system still lets these bad police get away with their acts of hatred. Continues to let them get away with their killings. And so the families pretty much can assume that justice will not be served. And so they won't even have the satisfaction of knowing that the people who killed their loved ones have had to pay a price legally. And so the grief, how do you measure what's going on emotionally with all these many, many families who carry this with them for the rest of their lives? Our nation is in pain due to the relentless killings by so many law enforcement officers who refuse to value, to truly value the lives of all Americans. Now, like I said, the good news is we do have a lot of good law enforcement officers all over this country. That is a reality. I'm sure that quite a few of you who are listening now can think back on a time when you may have committed some type of traffic violation. Maybe you ran through a red light. You were approaching. The light was yellow. You convinced yourself you could get through there. You stepped on the gas. But before you got to the light, I don't mean under it, before you reached the light, before you got to it, it changed from yellow to red. You took a risk. Didn't pay off. You didn't make it through. Police officer pulled you over, and instead of giving you a very expensive ticket, gave you a warning. How many of you can think back on a time when you were stopped or someone you know was stopped for having a taillight out? And not only did you not end up being shot by someone, some law enforcement officer whose heart was filled with hatred before he even or she even began to pursue you and have you pulled over. Not only were you not shot, you weren't even given a ticket. The officer respectfully explained to you why he pulled you over and encouraged you to get that taken care of as soon as possible and that you go on your way. That's reality, and I think it's critical that we not overlook that reality. I think it's critical that we not dismiss that reality. truth is, there are a lot of law enforcement officers out there, white law enforcement officers, who are aware of these hate-filled killings, and they hate what's going on too. They know it's wrong and they hate it. There are officers out there of every ethnicity who treat every person they encounter while they're on duty with dignity, with respect. That is a good thing. Unfortunately, though, or fortunately, the good officers and the good they do cannot negate the bad officers and the bad things that they do.